Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, Cindy's Music Wonderland. This is my first episode and I'd like to talk about how to create music, especially for film, animation, or any types of music you love to create. My podcast may not be able to cover every detailed stuff about music theory, counterpoint, or orchestrations because it is like too much, right? It will take about 10 years to talk about those bunch of things. And it will also demand lots of time to practice on step papers. If you want to master music composition in academic way, if you want to do so, that would be great. But I would like to approach to music in a more interesting way. I'm going to talk about how to move toward to the certain characteristic of a musical element that you can use for certain circumstances. For example, if you want to make one simple birthday song for your mother, and if you want to create something happy music, how are you going to create? Here's my version of happy birthday song using certain scale. Here is the tune. Birthday words to my birthday song. Listen. Guess what? What kind of scale did I use? This is C major scale. And how did you feel about this scale in my birthday song?
It was happy.
Right. So if you want to make something joyful or peaceful melody, you can use major scale. So here is C major scale I used in my birthday song. Listen. So, how I build up this scale is to start with the center note, in this case C, and moving up by certain interval, whole tone, whole tone, semitone, and whole tone, whole tone, whole tone, semitone. In the piano, the shortest distance from two notes are called semitone. For example, C to C sharp is semitone, because C sharp is right next to the C on the piano, which is the black key. And E to F is another semitone. And they are actually two white notes in this case. But they are still semitone because it is also the shortest distance from one key to another key. Now, let's talk about whole tone. If you just step up one more tone from the semitone, guess what?
Whole tone!
Right! It is like two steps. For example, first two notes of C major scale is C to D. So we just jumped or skipped the C sharp, which was a semitone from the C. So that will be whole tone. C to D, right? So, the interval relationship of whole tone, whole tone, semitone, whole tone, whole tone, whole tone, semitone will be good to remember because you can make and transpose major scale with the same interval relationship. For example, this is G major. So, what I just tried to make up was just make another G major scale with same interval relationship. The only difference is the center. I just moved C center to G center and built on another major scale with same progression of whole tone and semitones in terms of relationship. Now, we can use two different types of scale in the same music as rising the center from C major to F major. This is called modulation. Listen. How did you feel? When you rise from one key to another higher key, it sounds much brighter than before. And those two scales were built from same interval relationship. So you can try to build up one joyful major scale from any center of the key and transpose the same melody up by force. So it can be brightly changed the characteristic of the tune in the middle of your musical piece. So, today, we talked about some broad view about major scales to create music like something exciting, joyful, and happy. Next time, we are going to talk about even more detailed stuff like how to build a triad from the scales and melodic structure so we can create one piece of song creating melodies under the harmonic progressions. So, have a wonderful day! Bye now!